Morning, everybody. I was telling first service when I sat down here this morning. I don't know why I thought about it. The last time I stood up here was 3 years ago, and I preached on the topic of "Don't be a lampshade." A lot of things have changed in 3 years. I just introduced myself a little more. I'm, like I said, I'm Matt Coyne, and I went to the youth group here, and I am now a youth director in a church in Imperial, PA, which is about 45 minutes here, 5 minutes from the airport. And when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this morning, I wasn't really sure because, I mean, I'm still young. I'm only 21, so don't have too much under my belt, and some of my lessons have been short, some of them are long, most of them have been short because I don't know anything. So, but I was watching a Disney movie, The Lion King, one night, and I was sitting there thinking, I'm 21 years old, in college, watching a Disney movie right now. This can't help me too much. But then, it does. It really did help me. And I love Disney movies, so when I saw this one part of The Lion King that I'm going to show, I was like, wow, it kind of has a message itself. So I'm going to show the clip, and then you're going to wonder why I'm showing it, and I'll explain it. I promise that has a point. When I first saw that, I thought, you know, in the context of the movie, you just, Simba runs away from Pride Rock, which is his kingdom, and because he's supposed to be the next king, but his uncle, Scar, chases him off. And the first verse that was read this morning was Genesis 1:27, which is pretty much says that we're all created in God's own image. And the verse repeats itself three times by saying everything, or all of us are in God's image. And I think one of the main points I'm trying to say this morning is that a lot of times we forget we're in God's image, and we just go through life I sometimes just kind of forget that, you know, God's done everything for a purpose. And along with, as I said, everyone is in God's image. Again, in Colossians 3:10 and 11, it says, "For no man or woman, slave or free, Greek or Gentile, for all are in God's image." And, you know, right there again, it just says that we're all in God's image. And when we do forget that, and we do kind of stray off from our walk with God, He kind of brings back, He brings something into our life most of the time to bring us back. And I know, I took a class on my Christian understanding of life, and a whole semester on my understanding of life. I thought I understood it, but I guess I didn't because I had to take a class on it. And so I wrote a paper at the end, and pretty much the main point of it was we go through pain and suffering to get closer to God. And I read a book by C.S. Lewis called Problem of Pain. And that's that's the book I used to write the paper. And in the clip, Simba, you know, he forgets who he is. And Rafiki, when he says, Simba says, "Oh, and I'm supposed you do know who you are. I suppose you know who I am." And he says, "You're right, I do. You're Mufasa's boy." And so he runs away, and then Simba catches up to him, and he says, "Well, I hate to tell you, but he died." And he said, "Did you know your father? Or did you know my father?" And Rafiki says, "Correction, I know your father." And when I was little and I first saw that, you know, I'm just like, he just said that. Why'd you repeat it? But then closely, if you hear closely, he says, "Did you know my father?" And he said, "Correction, I know your father." I would try to do that in a Rafiki voice, but I can't do it. I tried, believe me, because I thought it sounded neat if I could. So he says, "Follow me." And he takes him, you know, through this way that Simba could barely get through. You know, he tripped and fell, and finally he gets through it, and he's just like, you know, finally. That's how I think some trials we have in our life. We're like, you know, why is this happening? And we finally get through it. And then Simba was still disappointed when he got through, and Rafiki says, look down there. And Simba looks, and he says, that's not my father. That's just a reflection of me. And Rafiki says, look harder, and, you know, look harder down there. And he finally sees Mufasa, his father. And that's kind of the metaphor I have of, you know, God is in us. We're in his image. And even though we can't see him, he's always with us. And he's still alive. He's still making, he's still doing miracles every day in our life. He still works in our life. Everything that he's done up to this point in our life has been for a reason. And Rafiki says in the movie, he's still alive. I'll show you. And a lot of times, I think we forget that, you know, God, he's alive. Like I just said, he's alive and he's still doing stuff every day. So with the Rafiki character, which actually means friend, that kind of leads me to the Jeremiah 4-8 passage where the calling of Jeremiah. I'm going to read it real quick again. It says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet of the nations. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. And we're all called to, you know, if we have God in our life, we're called to go and spread his word. I know in high school I was always afraid to talk to people about God, because I was afraid they would ask me a question and I looked like a complete idiot. But I think as I've last few years, I've been able to see that, you know what, if you truly trust in God and if you truly let him give you the words to speak to people, you're going to be able to do it. And you know what, this is kind of what I think. If they're asking you a question, you know, trying to make you look like an idiot, you probably put something in their mind that they're thinking about. They might not be taking it the right way at that point, but hey, someday down the road, maybe they will. In Matthew 28:19, it actually says for us to go make disciples of the nations. For that, like I said, we're supposed to kind of, what you see Rafiki in the movie, kind of bop Simba on the head. And I think you can get those things at like Christian bookstores and stuff. Like, you know, like a little stick. I've been trying to find one so I could do that to people. But it's like, that's kind of what we need, you know, to be able to just, we need to be able to bop people on the head and say, you know what, your father's, he's still in you. He's still alive in you. He's still doing stuff every day. He's still doing miracles. He's still, every single day, he's doing stuff that you can't do by yourself. And I just think that that's just an amazing, I love, you know, when he says, look harder. Because sometimes we don't try it hard enough, you know. We might think, you know, oh man, my life's going good. I'm going to church and, you know, I'm doing stuff that I think's right. And I think that a lot of times something happens and then we just sort of like, well, maybe it's not worth it. But you know what, you gotta look a little harder. We just can't. God's working our lives, but we have to be able to show him that we love him, that he is in our hearts, and that we care to learn more about him. But also, we need to, even though not everyone has like someone who comes to them and says, hey, God's still in your life. Some of us have events that, you know, will lead us towards that. I've had so many events where I start to stray away from God and he brings me back. And for those who don't know me too well, growing up, I've had over 13 surgeries on my ears. And I'm very blessed that I'm able to hear as I can today. I can hear fine. And you know what, it's brought me closer to God because of that, because I know how much He's blessed me and I know what He's brought me through. And even with that, though, sometimes I still forget who I actually am. And in the movie, at the end, Mufasa says, "Remember who you are. You're my son." And that's kind of like, we have to remember who we are. We are in the image of God. You know, that's the, if I'd have to title that little sermon, I would have to say, "Remember who you are." And that clip by itself, I kind of think it's like a message in itself. If you take it like how I am right now, you can really see, you know, a lot of times, I think if you're truthful with yourself, you can say, now I can't speak for everyone, but if I'm truthful with myself, I can say, you know what, sometimes I do forget that I'm in the image of God, and the stuff I do is not glorifying to Him. And He's always with me. And like I said, He's still alive. He's still doing stuff every single day. And if we remember who we are and we remember that God's in our image, we're able, you know, to live such a, our reward is everlasting life. And, you know, God, like I said before with Jeremiah, how He would rescue Jeremiah, He'll rescue us too. He's still doing it. Just because it was in the Old Testament, it's still being worked today. You know, He's still going to help us no matter what. So, you know, finally we're rewarded and we go to heaven and we're with God. And this whole entire time we've been in the image of Him, and this whole entire time He's been doing stuff for us. And finally we get what we want to hear: well done, good and faithful servant. And I'd kind of just like to add along with the message that, you know, you remember, God would say, you remembered who you are. You remembered that you're in my image. You remembered that I'm still performing miracles in your life every day. You remembered that I love you. You remembered that I gave my only son for you to have eternal life. You remember all this stuff. You're such a great, you know, such a great Christian. And you remembered that I'm helping you if you want to witness to people. They may ask you questions you don't know, but you know what? If you truly rely on me and you truly have faith in me, you're going to know, you know, and you knew that I helped you the whole entire time, no matter what. And that was kind of my final point. The reason I didn't talk that much is because I just, what that says. And I mean, if you just see different parts in that clip, like I said, my favorite part is when he looks in the water and then Rafiki says, "Look harder," and he sees Mufasa. And as you leave here this morning, just remember that you are in the image of God, and stuff you do is glorifying. Your everyday events, everything up to this moment in your life, God's done for a reason. The reason, you know, man is created is, I forgot to say this earlier, so I'm saying it now. The reason that God's created is, man's created from God, is because we kind of complete His plan. You know, God put us here for a reason. God's plans don't have any holes in them. And if it wasn't for us, God's plan wouldn't be created. We're here to create His, or to complete His plan. That's our purpose in life. And He gave each of us an individual calling, you know, to glorify Him and, you know, to spread His word. So now I'm just going to pray with you. And like I said, just remember what Mufasa said and what I'm saying. Remember who you are, that you're in God's image. All right, thank you so much for bringing us here this morning. And I thank you that you've given us your word and that you are still alive in us and that you, every day you're doing stuff for us and you're performing miracles and you're just being a blessing to us. And Lord, I just pray that everyone here as they leave, that they do remember who they are and that they just remember that you're still alive in our hearts, and that just because we can't see you doesn't mean that you're still there. And I thank you that you rescue us from hard times of, if we're afraid to witness to people. I just thank you that you can you're able to clear that up and that you're able to let us witness to people. And I pray that, just again, that you just let all of us remember who we are. And I pray that as we leave here this morning, that we're all just refreshed and renewed, that something I said got to just one person this morning. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and I pray that it was glorifying your name. In your name, amen.